puzzling evidence.
Have you a few more unforgettable words?
No.
Remember the world's most beautiful fat lady? Or die.
KBFA 94.1, KBFB 89.3, KFCF 88.1, K24APR, and KPFA.org.
Blah, 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 blah,
just
blah,
me.
Blah, 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 blah.
Is this what they mean by going nuts?
Thank you.
All right, let's go.
Left out. For instance, if something's broken, you know who did it.
So you don't have to go through.
I.
Will you stop touching me? And you gotta take it away, you know.
Puzzling evidence.
I took more acid than you ate Cheerios for breakfast in a volcano.
Tell you not to pick your teeth
in the house
with any sharp metal object. And the first thing they grab is an iron hook.
This also applies to the show.
Thank you.
Pockets, Annette Funny Jello, star of stage, screen, and Sandy Beach.
All quivering with, we call it,
it all comes back to those days sitting on the steps outside Lake Cuyahoga Youth Center.
No better than to go down there.
This is to dim the pain.
This early morning of Episcopalian favorites has been brought to you by the Sponge King. For all your sponge needs, soak up a bargain at the Sponge King.
Tom.
Let's believe the philosophy of Sir Walter Scott when he said to his young friend, your motto must be now.
Do instantly that which needs to be done. If that which is first at hand is not instantly, steadily, and regularly dispatched, then other things accumulate behind till affairs begin to press all at once.
Enthusiasm has its origin in a Greek word, enthus, which means having a god within. And believe me, I have found it to be a great and noble king within my own life.
God within is waiting to grant our every wish, make our fondest dreams come true,
add a dimension to our lives which before we had never thought possible. Is that we cultivate an awareness of this God within, that we know he's around, waiting to help. Controlled enthusiasm. Whenever I talk about this subject, I like to clarify its meaning, because enthusiasm is too often misconstrued as a back-slapping, raucous, artificial type of conviviality.
This...
This is not the enthusiasm that I'll be talking about on this record. The enthusiasm that I have in mind is a vitality, an eagerness, an aliveness, an inner glow. Without enthusiasm, it has been said that we're only half alive and know only half a world.
I have heard enthusiasm called that quality which allows us to live life in living color.
It's a glow, a genuine interest in life and those with whom we associate. It's a spark which we transmit many times unknowingly.
But make no mistake, our personnel and our patients will feel this spark as we generate it and will be caught up in its infectious quality.
Enthusiastic living affords us a depth and insight into life and practice which cannot be attained with the help of any other commodity.
You know, it's too bad that somewhere between childhood and maturity, we seem to lose that eagerness, that lively interest, that natural wonderment with which we were endowed at birth.
Our native and unique interest in the wonders of the everyday world to some degree becomes callous with indifference. A blasé disconcern sets in, which slowly but surely dulls our spark, and with it, our individuality.
The enthusiastic personality
will recognize that indifference saps vigor, and he wants no part of it.
Bless me, Father, for I stand this thing now. Five. This has been a long time since my last campaign. Yes, yes, Andrew. Father, I'm just going to come right out and say I don't really have anything to confess. I want to make a complaint. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I don't dig it. I was God and ripped off, man, you know? And I want to make a complaint. I'm saying I was God, man. Now, I'm sitting in Alfie's, right? You know?
Sitting in
Alfie's. Right. And I'm minding my own business, just sitting there jiving, talking, grouping with some friends. There's my girlfriend, my roommate, and all this super-looking dude comes over the table, a groovy-looking guy with long hair and a beard and sandals. He sits down with us, and we're jiving and talking, and everything's getting, you know, kind of heavy. We decide we should cop some dope and go over to my place and get stoned.
Cop some dope and get stoned.
Right, man, yeah, right. And then this cat lays on me that he's God.
God.
God, right.
God.
Yeah, man, God, right. God. And, you know, I believe him because I'm from the Midwest and my mom brought me up to believe what people tell me, man, and I believe that this guy is gone. And he really ripped me off, and man, and I'm pissed off.
My child.
Man, what the hell can I say?
Just tell your story as
well. You know, it wasn't easy for me to come in here, you know. I mean, what I want to do is make a complaint to you because I was ripped off by God. I mean, yeah, man, for $23, two albums and a pound of grass, man, now.
Child, huh?
Okay, so we're over at my apartment now. We're all really ripped, man. We're wearing
some kind of heavy stuff, angel dust.
Angel dust.
Yeah,
right. Could have been God.
Man, it was. He said he was gone, you know?
So
everybody gets, really hungry. So they send me out to get food, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I go out and I come back. And I couldn't believe it. I walk in. And God is making a pass at George.
God is making a pass at George.
Right.
God came on to a guy.
He up front grabbed him, man. That's what he did, and I don't go in.
God grabbed George.
Right. That's what I'm trying to tell you, and I don't go in for that kind of man. I don't dig that orgy scene. None of this George
stuff.
Will you please listen to what I have to say? Now, listen, this was not the easiest thing I ever did.
Yes, I
understand. You know, I was very nervous outside. So I decided, you see, yesterday I got behind the speed, and I was really, high. Right, yeah. So I thought, well, I better come down before I go talk to that cat and that little goose. So I decided that I'd drop two downers, you know, two reds.
Drop two reds.
Right, yeah, to come down. So I took a straw and stuck it in that little flower bowl outside. I don't know, man. It was water. It was cold, you know?
Child, you drank the holy water?
Hey, I had to swallow the pills, man. I mean, you just can't suck on reds and you can't get off that way, you know?
Yes.
You know, I had to before I came in here, you know? The lady outside that was yelling and screaming, the black outfit and the white...
Sister Rayfield.
Yo, she's a man. She's a bad chick, man. Really a bad chick. She really is. I mean, she just put me on a bad bummer.
Please, my child, you know she's married to God.
What?
Yes.
He's married?
Yes.
Does he have kids?
No, my child.
Does he have kids?
No, no, no.
He's married.
Yes, he's married to over 200,000 women.
That bastard.
God, he's a bastard.
You know what he told me? When I found you, I found him. He was nothing, and he was down and out. He didn't have a dime. He had no place to live. And he told me when he moved in with me that I was the heaviest chick that he had ever met in his whole life. That I was the first chick that could ever really get behind and dig, man. And he's married.
Well, yes, my child.
I should have known. I should have known the first time that he couldn't really get it up and get it on.
God couldn't get it up.
He's a lousy lay, man.
God.
Yeah, man, I know who it was. Why would somebody lie, you know?
He's among us.
Listen, man, I want to make a formal complaint now. I want my money back. I want my albums back, you know?
Yes.
And my apartment is a shambles, man.
God pulled your apartment.
Oh, he ripped me off, man. That's what he did. He ripped me off. The $23.
The album and a concho belt. My favorite concho belt. He took it.
God took a concho belt.
Yeah. I recognized the belt if I saw it. And I recognized him, too.
It's so hard to believe. I can't.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Oh, my child.
I mean, if I can't
deal. You're in the wrong office,
I can't deal with rejection, man. I really can't because I trust and believe.
All I am is a messenger of God, my child.
Well, then take the message to somebody, man.
Well, I mean, all I can do is...
I mean, that's where I came here. I mean,
well,
I want somebody...
Well, I can promise you, if God comes in to confess, I can give him a stiff penance.
This is radio.
thing doing whatever it's supposed to be doing. What is that thing?
That guy.
That machine. Why do you have to be, like, so, like, physical with it? Is that how it works?
it requires some motions to make it twist a little bit.
Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Hello? How do you pronounce raccoons? I would like to send a shout out to Simone, who's not listening, I'm sure, because she's got better things to do. But it's her birthday. Yay! Happy birthday, Simone.
Hi.
When you want something done right, it's best to do it yourself.
They just put it together.
Hey,
Sarah.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I'm on the radio, man.
Oh, you can hear us. Yay. We're calling Simone to wish her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You freaking reprobates, each and every one of you.
You have here Puzzling Evidence, K-Rub,
to you,
and your best friend, Sarah.
Hi, K-Rub. Hi, Puzzling Evidence. Golly gee, it's amazing to be on the air.
That's the kind of attitude we like.
You're a winner.
I'm not nearly drunk. Yes, I am a winner. I'm not nearly drunk enough to field this phone call. Hang on, let me remedy that.
Yeah. Okay, get some shots.
Now we're looking.
All right, let me get my
baby
too.
Pictures
on,
of Simone when she was only a year old.
That's fabulous. I'm being called by Puzzling Evidence on my 42nd birthday.
Did you say 42nd?
Yeah.
42nd. Oh, I'm number 42, bitches. I know. Yes, I'm old. Someday I'll be old enough that I won't care.
But don't do that yet. We're looking at baby pictures of you right now, anyway. On the internet.
I'm pretty sure it's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Well, that's because I was Googling it online. Just kidding.
Totally just kidding. Yeah, no, no, no. I believe it. I believe you anyway, because I'm a damn. Um, yeah, so, uh, hey, Puzzling Evidence, do we have our shots lined up or what? Okay, shots, everyone get your shots. Shots. Woo! K-Rub, you got your beer? Yeah, where's the beer music? All right, we got a lot of things. Okay, President, here comes the beer 42? Music.
Was that beer music?
Yeah, when the fish take off.
All right.
No match this time.
How many times I get hit a pot? Does that count?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, go ahead.
I'll do that one. And I'll have some candy. All at once. I'll show them.
It was nice.
Okay, Rob, have you ever seen the 1980 version of that?
Yeah. I saw it when it was actually on Channel 9.
Wow, nice.
Back in the back in the video days. Jerry Codd video.
Like, there can be like weird hippie vegans that are doing I don't know, like gut dancing or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. In like a 1 minute dance party or something. Can we do a dance party for like, Simone?
Oh, you
she would love
oh,
that.
Oh, dude, I'm super into dance parties.
Does she have a dance
song? I just sit here alone in my hole.
Do you have a request? Time.
Oh, gosh.
Carob's at the ready.
Oh, dude.
He looks so patient right now.
He's like, always looks patient. At least around me.
He's like, I got whatever she wants.
Maybe I'm like gifted. Yeah, no, I'm really fond of Road to Nowhere by the Talking Heads. It kind of doesn't make any sense to dance to, but it's kind of great.
It's all virtual dancing anyway. It's not like real dancing.
We can just put it in the background.
It's Zoom dancing.
Yeah, there you go. We don't have to dance. We just can think really hard about dancing.
Think about dancing, yeah.
Yes.
And you want to think about Peter Tork for Sarah.
Wait, I'm sorry, what are you going
to think? You got to think about Peter Tork while you're dancing.
Oh, Peter Tork, I love him. Yeah, I had a big crush on Peter Tork for the Monkees. I'm not sure how that's relevant to what we're talking about.
I have a crush on Peter Tork. Okay, so I had a huge crush on Mike Nesmith because his mom invented Whiteout. Like, that is literally the only thing that my freaking nerdy little brain could latch onto.
Yeah,
he was the one who played the instruments. But Peter Tork was pretty fly. His little bowl cut, that was great. I was super into that.
Sorry.
They were my first, second concert.
It was cool that Mike Nesmith's grandma was famous and stuff, but that kind of made me like him less a little bit because I was like, oh, well, the only reason he's famous is because of the whole, like, what out thing. Like, that was my thought.
And right.
And I was love Peter Tork because he is not about, like, in my teenage preteen mind, I was like, clearly not about, like, the fame. He's not about the everyone loves me. He's just like, in my mind, what I could see is like he was there about the music and the art of the music as opposed to all the other stuff that was going on. And I was like, that's what I love about him.
And you were right.
And I fell in love with him.
Because Peter Torkelson and Mike Nesmith were musicians, and Davy Jones and the drummer were actors.
They were actors?
Yeah, and they didn't. The musicians didn't understand that they were actors. Did not hire them for any kind of silly ideas about them writing music or doing music. That's why those first two albums are so great. It's a Wrecking Crew playing the music. It's songs by the Carole King and Geffen and, you know, classic songs. And then they just did the vocals. And then by the end of the second album, they were like, hey, we're a band too. And then the albums get really bad.
I don't know what you can hear. Sometimes.
Oh yeah.
No, I can kind of hear Kara, but I don't really know. Does it really matter? I'm just sitting here with bourbon.
It doesn't
and
really matter. What did you
in
get
my
for your
kitchen
birthday?
Late at night?
Yeah, I was wondering if we caught you in bed or what. You're actually up and doing something.
Well, here, I'll just look on Zoom and see.
So, like, let me tell you this one thing: who's the person who is one awake and two probably in front of the computer? And the unanimous decision was, okay, we're going to call Simone. And bless their little cotton socks, I was, in fact, awake and in front of a computer. I don't know why, then I found the answer. That's my story. That's all I got.
That's a good job. Good job, Simone. We'll call you again at 6:30 and ask you the same question.
I'll keep my ringer on. I will keep my ringer on for you, like, because now I've got,
like,
myself into it.
Random scorpion question. You're like, oh my god, did she really?
No, see, I just see that's like the thing though. I could probably answer it, and it would be stupid. It would, like, be the worst thing ever, but I'd be like, oh, God, this
that
is the worst thing ever. This
note.
Is really stupid, but yeah, I got the answer for you. Okay.
Well, you know what? It's still your birthday, so you can do whatever and say whatever you want. Like, even though it's after midnight, you get full control of your birthday until you fall asleep. And generally, you know, the whole weekend is my opinion. But
I do think that
I believe dangerous. Birthday week. I think a birthday should be a week long.
Yeah.
Right.
You
right.
You're like, aren't you supposed to be sleeping?
Yeah. If you come down and wake me up, I will end you. Like, not even kidding.
Like,
I will never. Yes, I will never do that because that's a terrible idea.
You know, we pissed off Daria earlier. I got the boys here, and she was downstairs trying to have her relaxing
nice.
Time.
Just,
and we were doing radio stuff, and she was like, you were being way too loud, and I'm not happy, and I need extra accommodations because you parents or you adults are like hogging the whole, like, night. So I had to give her extra screen time to cope with her feelings.
Well, you can see that. It's Friday. We're radioing right now. Like, right now we're radioing. And that's just kind of how it goes sometimes.
You know, you're right. I have to say that here's my problem with it. So, where's the line?
Okay. So here's the thing. My entire motherhood situation is one of dubiousness and probably ill-advised situation because I swear like a goddamn sailor in front of my child. Several children whose parents have given consent. And the reasoning behind this is they're going to hear it anyway.
Yeah.
If they hear it from someone who is profoundly as uncool as I am, it's not going to be a cool thing. Like, my daughter thinks that swearing is the most ridiculous thing she's ever heard in her life.
Yeah.
And she will absolutely refuse to do it because her mom has a potty mouth.
Yeah.
And who wants to sound like your mom?
That's
right?
No. And now she hears me, she's like,
why?
You know, somebody's going
to
do it.
Are you out of your
mind? Yeah, no, somebody has to do it. I mean, they're going to hear it. And it's like, okay, here's the rule. Don't swear in front of other people's parents.
Okay.
Because they're going like, to freak out and they're going to be all like, oh my God, you're swearing and that is bad and wrong. Emma swore in front of us. I don't know where she got it. And they can call us and we're just like, yeah, we're total potty mouth. Sorry, she wasn't supposed to let you hear that. So
I love it.
What?
Yeah, if someone came back.
Yeah, but he does it.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
Manufacturing it in secret. WHO knows, but they're in bed with the Americans.
No, your kid totally is. I was on the school bus in Catholic school in third grade, and I learned words that my parents hadn't even invented. I'm like, I learned about sex on the bus in third grade. I learned about, like, bullying. I learned about, like, what dudes do with girls. Oh, man, it was rough. It was ridiculous.
It's a very young
like, if my
age.
Mom knew
God
half of this, she wouldn't have let me go. And it was Catholic school. Like, it was, like, the most
Catholic
you could possibly get.
Yeah, the Catholic school people are, like, repressed or whatever. Like, the thing is, and it's like, and then they go to the bus, they're like, on the bus, they're like, you know, I can say everything because my parents know what I'm going to do, and I can pass what I do. That's kind of my. I mean, I'm not a Catholic school kid, but my cousin's school.
Like, Frank Zappa was not wrong. Yeah.
And they were good
kids.
Good kids.
I mean, yeah. We did our best, but holy balls, if we have things stacked against them, yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah, because it's like a pocket of repression. It's like, I can only say the thing when I can, I'm able to say the thing, people aren't really. Whereas, like, being in public school, everyone just says whatever they want, and they all get in trouble. And we don't enjoy it there either.
Yeah. No, I hear you on that. I do.
I lost my God.
Yeah. Oh God.
I like to listen to
traumatic memories.
I don't.
I know. That's what I was just having. I was like, I don't think I want to go there anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. Why? No. We're really, 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 really lucky. I learned grammar and Shakespeare and things, but also I had to wear a uniform and be totally punished.
Oh, but they were so cute.
You know, like 9 years of my.
You can't hear me when you talk about being on the first 9 years of my academic achievement. Going across Pearl Harbor when I was in the 7th grade, 8th grade, and the whole launch would be full of military dads on their way to work, and us kids going to school, and all those little girls in their Catholic school uniform. That was a great education for me.
Doug's checking you out virtually with your...
On the internet. Pictures, telling pictures of her in her uniform on the internet.
He's thinking about it.
Yeah. Those were fun days because all the dads had coffee cups and the paper and on this boat going across Pearl Harbor.
He's saying that his dad used to check all you guys out in your Catholic uniforms. Not necessarily you, but all the...
The internet.
Kids.
Yeah, the internet.
I mean, the tweens and the...
Back when we were
kids. Let's just go with high schoolers, Doug.
Still gross. Still gross. Still gross, K-Rob. Still gross. Still gross. Still gross. Still gross. Still gross. Still gross, K-Rob.
No, K-Rob's
amazing.
K-Rob's not gross.
No, Doug. Doug, I love you. Still gross. Super gross.
I was in 8th grade.
I've loved you from afar for many years, Doug. Still gross.
Do you still have the uniform now?
Yes. No. I do. I do love you too. But that is still gross.
He wants to know if you still have the uniform.
I am not going to answer that question because I love you. But still, I'm not answering that question. So gross.
Yeah, okay. She has to go take a shower. 40,
like we already iterated on this. I am a 42-year-old woman. You can ask me that question, but if you did not know. I was a 42-year-old woman, and if you asked another person that question without knowing all the things that I know that you know, that I know that you know,
I study all
do it,
the
Dad, don't do it.
Well, I guess we cleared that up.
We have Rob and Pazev.
Is this it? It says even though
it's Dr. House. That's okay, because... How
but yes, I was there, and it was such a beautiful wedding, and I have to, like, every time I think about your wedding, I have to confess that I always feel guilty because I drank too much, because it was so much fun that there were, like, drink stops, like, everywhere.
Hold
like,
button says hold.
Get me on the train. Yep, give me some shots. Let me go under the thing. I'm going to go under the thing. And do you remember, Simone? That
I care nothing.
Please tell
for
me
it.
How you feel but, about this if you remember it. So Pete and I got super drunk, and Pete more than myself, apparently, and went to your Peppy gift Peppy. Table at your wedding.
And who said that romance was dead?
As many gifts as we could find, and added plus Pete. Do you remember that? He was like he took. Credit for every single physical gift at your wedding was like, and Pete, this is all
Pete. It's not a joke if it happens to you.
Oh, no, I totally remember that. That was rad. And also, you did actually bring a legit gift to our wedding.
Yeah,
and I don't know if you or Pete. Yeah, no,
I don't remember.
I totally brought a present. It was, okay, here's the thing. It was a mannequin leg. And it was filled with nothing, and it was like, here is your leg, your wedding leg, is wedding leg from old country, we bring you this in tribute to old tradition, and I remember so hard, Sarah and Pete gave us this leg, this is the leg that we are given, and Sarah and Pete gave it to us, and that is rad, because I don't know if there's any meaning behind it, but they gave it to us anyway, and this is rad. And so, skip forward, my daughter is 11, and she was born 4 years after our wedding, so skip forward like 10 years, and Emma says, Mama, why do I have a mannequin like in my room? And I say, because your Auntie Sarah and your Uncle Pete gave it to you when we were married. And she's like, okay. okay. And I'm like, look, you have three or four different kinds of sheathable swords because you are a strange child and we love you. And we love you in the ways that most strange children aren't loved. But long story short, she has several fake swords and all of them are scabbarded in that fake leg that you and Pete got us. And I'm like, that's your Uncle Pete right there.
That's lovely. No. I didn't know that you were stirring the things in the leg.
Literally don't know. Like, literally, it does not even matter that I keep looking at that leg in the corner of Emma's room and saying, we have so many
weapons. The entire company's invested in there, the show.
And that is great. And it's a leg. And we know it. I don't even know if there was an actual human being that was not Pete. That leg, it doesn't matter. But we did, in fact, have a post-it that said, love Pete. And we're like, oh, yes. Yes, we love Pete. We're going to do the Pete thing. Because he's, yeah. So that's my second thing.
I have to say,
I wonder if I could talk to his father about it.
What? I love you all. Having had heard the entire story, the mannequin leg was not from Pete. He signed every single gift at your wedding. He literally picked up every gift and signed it and said, from Pete. And if there was no signature, they were all from Pete. And
I cannot think of anything better
crying
in my life.
Laughing. Like, you can't do that. You can't.
No.
Like, oh, look at me. I'm doing it.
You can. It's cacophony.
And I
That's
was like, just don't
roll.
Sign my name to it. And it was like, don't worry, because it's from me. He signed every single gift that was piled up at wherever your gift was.
In the front.
I don't remember any mannequin.
Fairyland and Oakland.
I don't think it
doesn't matter because you were there and we remember it. And it was great.
It was a great time. I remember like the spider robot thing that delivered the ring. That was awesome. And I remember like traipsing all around Fairyland, Children's Fairyland, and having a fantastical fairy time.
Find a child and go to Fairyland because it is freaking amazing.
But it's more fun when you don't bring the kids and you're drunk.
Yeah, not there.
And I remember like train going around. You guys had the fairy train going around and everyone riding on top. The adults on top of the train because we really
got
to be
so much trouble for that. It was so worth it.
It was like, finally! Like, why do you have to be inside the compartment? But,
we got in so much trouble for that. It was great.
Yes.
I would never not have my wedding at Fairyland again.
And I'm sorry for whatever trouble that happened, but it was super fun.
Yeah, whatever.
Like I had some fines at my wedding as well that I can still blame Sean Kelly.
I remember your wedding. You were so darling with your little crown.
Oh, was that my little tiara?
What?
My little tiara.
What?
My little tiara.
Your little tiara. Oh, gosh, you were so pretty. You cried and cried. You were walking down the aisle. We were like, that was so good. It was so good. Your wedding
was
amazing.
She's abusing alcohol more and more as this goes on.
Doug's talking about abusing alcohol. Are you talking about when I got married? Or?
No. Your so-called friend here on the other end. I can hear her drinking.
He said he can hear you doing shots. I thought he was talking about when I got married and I was doing shots and I was wearing my tiara doing grappa shots right before I came out to get married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. I remember turning things like, yes! There to do grappa shots. Yeah.
I was like, why am I doing this again? Oh, yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm. No, you know, it's not dissimilar from my wedding. It's like, holy balls, I have this really huge dress on, and I don't want to hide backstage. I want to see all my people, and all the people are like, oh, my God, you're so pretty. I'm like, oh, hey, you know what? I actually do want to marry this dude. This is great.
Yeah, it's good when that happens, when you're like, I'm doing the thing and it actually makes sense, and you're like, I'm not regretting it and he's still okay. Like, in the last second, I was kind of like, I don't know.
And
that's when my maid of honor started giving me shots.
Nice.
And
she was
like, good on your maid of honor. She was like, let's do the shots until you're ready. And I was like, keep them coming.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't had breakfast yet.
Yeah. We fed you, though. We fed you, but we knew. It was cool. It was great. We loved you. We loved you back then, too.
It's all good.
It is, in fact, so, so very good.
Must be the dance party.
The dance party time?
The virtual dance party.
It seems
party.
Like, I'm sorry, you totally can't hear it. I want you to know that
I love you all. And I love everybody listening.
And I think you're like super awesome and inspirational in so many ways.
No, you.
Aw. And
seriously, you.
Oh, well, no, you. No.
This is
all right. I love everybody. I love you, K Rob. I love you, Doug, everybody. And
this
I'll listen to this later and cringe mightily.
All right, give
take care.
Kisses to your husband for me.
I shall absolutely do so.
And I love you so much.
Love you too.
Okay,
take care, everybody.
Bye.
Nice. Peace out.
By that
falling behind in schedule feeling.
Third, make a firm and solid resolution
that what you don't understand, you will learn and learn well.
Fourth,
recognize
that learning is the taproot of enthusiasm.
Always with knowledge comes confidence.
The more.
More enthusiastically, we'll move ahead.
One of the things I love about my role here at KPFA is I get to hear directly from you, our listeners. My name is Italina, Donor Relations Manager here at the station, and I get to hear things like, thank you for being here for our community. And we get to be here thanks to loyal listeners like you. So help us continue to be here by making a meaningful donation today. And no, there is more than one way to donate. You can make a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. You can donate stocks. You can even add KPFA as a beneficiary. Thank you for being really thoughtful about this. Thank you to our monthly sustainers and to our generous one-time donors. Donate at kpfa.org or email members@kpfa.org if you have a question about donating in other ways or if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. My name is Italina, here for Community Powered Radio, here for you.
KPFA's paid staff are a union. Hosts, producers, engineers, reporters, anchors, technical employees, phone room coordinators, event producers, trabajadores de instalaciones. We are part of Communications Workers of America, Local 9415, AFL-CIO. Because unity makes strength and unions make great media. Together with KPFA's unpaid staff and volunteers and every one of you who donate, we make KPFA 94.1 FM in Berkeley, KPFB 89.3 FM in Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 FM in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and kpfa.org.
Puzzling evidence
starts now.
So, live on radio. Here on
not available
FM radio. Remember, the secret code of radio.
So what's happening?
Not available to listeners and other non-participants.
How much time do we have? We don't know. Minutes, days, months, years. We don't know. But this we do know. Working is everybody's business. You see that? Just what is working? Working is the way of saving lives and property. It's the way to protect you and your family in case of
Church of the Subgenius
attack on the United States. It's the way of helping you to keep going in spite of
Bob
attacks with atomic or biological warfare or chemicals or conventional weapons. The aim of
Church of the Subgenius
would be to make you and me and others quit our jobs so that our defense plants would have to shut down. Our aim, then, is to keep working, keep working, keep working, keep working, keep working, keep working. How much time do we have? We don't know. We must prepare the things they need to keep working.
Incredible, you say. Fantastic. Unbelievable. But this is real. This is the world of Church of the Subgenius.
The next 100 years.
Access denied.
You won't have to wear slippers anymore.
But money is,
burn.
I bought some cigarettes and money.
Right. No one ever actually burns
money.
Or
do they?
I sometimes wonder what happens to mine. If you're anything like me, your daily transaction typically goes something like this. What are you doing? That'll be $29.95. Ching.
Can't stop buying money.
Ching.
Can't stop buying money.
Ching. Ching.
Can't stop. Can't stop money. Can't stop.
Ching, ching, ching.
Money.
Ching.
Can't stop buying.
Ching, 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 ching.
Money.
Ching. Don't confuse me further.
I think I forgot.
You're a ghost.
I always forget when it's the when that remote is using because I can't tell what time it is. It's always disconcerting to walk in here and there's nobody here. But yeah. The voices are coming out.
Yeah, you walk in here and it's like, who's flying? It's like, what are we heading for?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's an asteroid field.
Oh, no. Oh, God. They can shoot your way through the asteroid field.
Every time.
No. So now, I don't see any young people partying in their domicile over there.
Yeah, what's their problem?
I don't quite understand, because like you said, isn't this the week-long bacchanal of the new promised year, the new promisey year.
I think they've gone to
a day of not cleaning.
Starting to get the hang of this thing here.
You see how dangerous it could be.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous.
What if you fell from this great height?
You're definitely going to have to.
It's just a radio height.
You could hurt yourself.
Icy, rushing river beneath the bridge and you're whirled away. Hold on tight. Now you've done it. Now that's nice. That's really nice.
Thank you, pal. I don't want to let an undefined compliment go unaccepted.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results may vary. Contents may settle due to packaging. Allow up to 30 minutes for pain relief to occur. On the show. Well, that
after all, what is this? A convoy?
Convoy.
Yeah, it is a
truckers
convoy.
Truckers going through the night.
Well, it is like that. There's truckers
rolling
out there to depend on this show.
Over America's highways.
They can't get through a Friday morning, that long haul between here and the abattoir. They got all those things they have to, these horrible things they have to carry in their liquid-filled trucks. It's just, it's nightmarish, and they're one respite, their one hope, the one little beacon of authority that in the night. It's a lighthouse on the hill. Puzzling evidence show. The phone, see, that proves your phone is messed up. It hangs up on you.
No, that was from KPFA did that because my sound is so bad.
Well, you can't blame them, can you?
What?
You can't blame them, can you?
When I say KPFA, I mean dunk.
What if you were running KPFA? Wouldn't you want to ban your phone?
Oh yeah, I wouldn't allow anyone to call with a cell phone ever.
Ever. Ever. Said,
that may be what killed poor Dawn.
Do you think it's your cell phone that's causing the problem? And if it was a wireline phone, it would be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I really do.
How would I do a thing like that? I don't even know you.
And we'll show you.
You. Answers you need.
I had to report this to the California Department of
Radio Valencia
burial sites in suburban homes. I had no option, man.
The future ruins your home.
This is a dream come
I'm afraid
true.
Your family has been cursed. I did my best, but
visit us.
My hands were tied.
What he did as a last resort was just the beginning.
The end of the beginning.
For clean.
Gastric bypass surgery.
All new.
You.
All new.
You.
How many more appendages does Moses, Jesus have to lose before Radio Valencia takes it off the wall?
Yeah. It's getting smaller and smaller. He was upside down last time I saw it.
Wow. Like St. Paul or Peter?
Yeah.
One of them got it the wrong way.
I missed that woodcut.
And the people who accuse me of being possessed by devils are...
Could you imagine America if Germany did not win the war?
No. Chicken and waffles, probably.
Yeah, that's what people want.
Pretty much.
People want
3 a.m.
24-hour diners right now.
You know, that's one of the saddest parts about
Bob.
That can't have happened.
Get some sleep.
Just stick those fish hooks in my lips and make them move.
I'd peanut butter and forest air, man.
The funny thing is, I'd be happier that way. I'm speaking for myself right now, actually. When we do the TV show, I want you to put fish hooks and fishing line in my face to control my talking and emotions. I will be happy if you do that. Yeah, that Space
but
Science Report
some of the
without
hair
me.
Hair is waving out, and when stuff gets on,
you don't think it'll work.
Line. It can stream out and become the solar.
Well, it's just sad. That's all I can say.
Yeah,
I was
well,
looking
area,
forward to,
on where we are
to
in the
all
solar.
The information that happens in the
active
regions.
The lively
out. Participation of the audience and even the hair burning.
Yeah,
the old
all of it.
All of it.
I concur, but there's nothing I can do. If...
This is control. Do you read?
It gets hard to tell who's who.
But this stuff is like MC Hammer.
Okay, well, so I agree. Our public access TV community show is going to be all puppets of us.
Well, here's the thing. Who do you think would work on it? I know I would.
Who would make these puppets? We have friends who actually make puppets.
Okay.
You know, that, you
no,
know,
I'd like to.
You know, we have a vast,
marionette,
extensive. Range of artists at our fingertips.
We do.
And they could make a puppet that would look like you and me, and it would be really...
Yeah, we have to have Hal.
It would be, yeah.
One has to look like Hal.
One looks
even
like
if
Hal.
He's not on...
Yeah, Hal would probably be on stage with the Hal puppet, complaining about the Hal puppet.
That would be good.
I think that would be pretty much the whole Hal
thing. Then you
can
ask him questions.
Have you all lost your minds?
Yeah, the Hal puppet asking Hal questions.
Have you all lost your minds?
Asking himself questions in the chicken.
You realize every puppet. Time he does it, it would trigger Hal into a rage. Why am I responding to a puppet who looks like me? This doesn't make any sense. This is not the Ask Dr. Hal show. No, seriously. This is usually a host of the show who is not me as a puppet is presenting
the
questions.
Like the show, but
that's how we've always done the show. And now you have a puppet of me asking me questions. It is, in fact, absurd. And then he'd be
forced. That's community TV for you.
Yeah, he'd be forced to actually answer the questions. So they better be good questions this time.
Here are the little... question writers down in the question writer room.
I know. Yeah. Because we have not used real questions from the audience since 1998. That was the last time we used an unvetted question.
And here's the really sad part. When I leave tonight, I'll have to concentrate and not crash because I will never hear the Chicken John questions that were being made up for this year's Chicken John. Next year.
By the Chicken John question-a-thon machine.
Yeah.
1,000.
It's a highlight of the show, except for watching those movies.
Yeah, I cannot recreate the magnitude of Radio Valencia in my attic.
Yeah, I have
it's beyond my capability. Hey, great show.
It's a RoboCop.
Mr. Puzzling Evidence. I know you'll give RoboDJ all the credit tonight, as you do, but I think you put together a great show.
Ash.
Pull up.
Teacher is to hear.
Do you read me?
And don't forget, the Holy Spirit is in there too. And the Trinity. We're talking about the Trinity, man.
Yeah,
Trinity's not in it.
The Holy Ghost. The
Trinity
Paraclete
is still my name.
The Paraclete.
Help me, Trinity.
Now I'm not going to blow you off.
Help me, Kirk. Don't worry, it's just a Matrix dog. It's just a line of code, jeez.
Help me, Spock. Help me, Spock. No, check on this one.
The part where it's the W man.
I don't want to have things coming out of my knuckles, though.
Yeah, that's
really freaked me out.
Really?
I just want to get into a big suit that I don't that I'm super strong inside of. I can take it off and be normal.
So Jack Ruby was
only
Marshak's
my heart is
dad.
Good.
Is that
I don't want to have a bad heart to do
that. Yeah, from a rape in a nondescript apartment in 1934.
Jack Kirby was raped.
What a horrible thought. No, we were watching a film of the conception point of Jack Rubenstein.
Oh, Jack Rubenstein,
not Jack Kirby.
Not Jack Kirby.
Who was taken consensually.
Kirbenstein.
Yeah, Jack Kirby wouldn't offer any resistance. He's a nice guy.
He changed his name to Kirby.
You can hold him down and have your way with him.
Yeah.
Hi.
And pie. Yeah, we've got lots
Where
of pie.
Is
yeah. We're going for the pie after the show.
Pie are us.
And coffee.
We're
I broke my coffee press thing. I can't make coffee anymore.
I can.
Ow! Not another. Track marks.
It's the third rule of time jumping. Don't bring anything back.
Okay, look, that's number two and three. What's rule number one?
No matter how small, never change anything in the past. Anything. You kill a bee, and maybe the flower it was going to pollinate doesn't grow. And the seeds it was going to spread don't ever.
And the animal that was
going to eat the vegetation doesn't have food to eat, and it dies. And it was carrying the genes for a new kind of animal which doesn't get
food.
And it alters the course of evolution. And the farther back you go, the more catastrophic any changes could be. So, rule number one,
Oh, no!
Last balls, remember?
We are on the surface and have left the ship.
Yeah.
show.
You gotta be quiet.
Oh, your parents are still up?
No, there's people sleeping. They don't want to wake them up.
Oh,
no. Because they're getting their beauty rest.
Yeah.
And, you know, they work hard. They work real hard. Working on the roads, and helping people and stuff, sharing things up,
yeah.
Building things.
It's pretty exciting.
It's hard stuff. It's really hard work. And now the reward is, you know,
is equally hard.
Well, it's hard sleep. You know, sleeping hard.
Yeah, sleeping hard.
I'm sleeping hard. I was sleeping as hard as I could. Man, so sleeping so hard it was like work. And that's how I'm sleeping so good. And you callers, if you call in tonight, I want you to talk softly. Because we don't need a lot of loud talking callers calling in and waking up hard. He's been working hard. He's tired. And he doesn't need any wisecracks out of you peanut gallery.
Kvelden starter med Energy Hit Mix. Energy Hit Mix.
Minutes, days, months, years, we don't know. But this we do know.
Bob!
Think about it.
My voice never goes over the air.
Blame it on carpal.
Your voice is over the air now. I hear it myself. I'm listening to the air.
The over
the
air
hole
show.
Over here, and I'm listening to it.
But then it goes over the air, and then where does it go?
It goes in somebody's ear hole.
Actually, no, it then goes under the air.
Oh, no, here, no, there it is again. It's that horrible. Oh, please, turn it down.
It's like oil and water here in Collierville.
When the callers hear each other, now let me tell you guys both, while you're both listening to me for a second, we hear you okay. It's just that when you...
Page in your storybook. Now, if you're ready, we'll begin Battle the Sound. Star reporter Clark Busling touches on his behind. Robin Firestorm was smiling down at him.
Not a bad job, Clark. Damn. Still, I just happened to be strolling by that mad bomber. After all, that mad bomber is over 1,000 miles away.
Clark Busling was about to reply when suddenly...
Superman!
...shook the Earth's core. Thinking it was an earthquake, Clark Busling rushed to the window to see what was happening. Pointing out the window, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen shouted out in disbelief.
That was the window. Just look out the window. You won't believe the window.
It's enormous. I like it,
cried one reporter.
How could anything big just appear?
Exclaimed another. Clark thought to himself,
I'd better have a look outside. Great Krypton. I just blasted my X-ray vision right in the middle of Metropolis Park. No one seems to have been hurt, but I intend to do a lot more damage.
While the planet continued to stare in horror at the shaken staff, reporter Clark Busling slipped into an amazing storeroom where a transformation took place.
This looks like a job.
With a swoosh, Clark Busling came swarming out of the hole. For a split second, Clark Busling turned to make sure that everyone was safe. In that split second, the most terrifying creatures that anyone had ever laid eyes on came swarming out of Superman.
What are those things?
Thought Superman. Jimmy Olsen looked on in horror.
They're swarming out of the hole and heading straight towards us. Superman, Superman, look.
Warnings came too late. demons swarmed around Superman.
Greetings, Superman. Our master awaits, your master.
Sneered one demon.
Demons. I can't resist them. They're all over me.
Clark Rustling cried out in panic as Superman lost his power.
They defeated him so easily.
It wasn't long before the super team, Heroes of Earth, stood staring down into...
Appreciate that.
Well, we have another warning on the caller phone. It seems the proximity alert detected the large caller floating outside.
A little, big, giant caller.
We're liquidating that caller now.
That caller has been liquidated. That's really getting frothy in here, too. That's a lot of foamy, frothy caller froth there. I think we've got a frowler.
Got to frolic in the
a color froth mop we're going to need in here pretty quick.
Bye, Throthgar. You said a mouthful.
Man, with the dip switches, the dip switch tools in here. And
I'm not worried about the dip switch. I'm worried about the dimmer switch.
It's this awful bright in here. And a little.
No,
is that an IP switch? Is that an IP switch, Dr. Howe?
Yes, this comes, this one in particular... comes from Innsmouth, Massachusetts.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go.
But money is...
burn. Yes,
I think I bought some cigarettes in money.
Right. Show us the magic.
It's a little. That's the magic of the show. Is that you don't know?
Well, I don't want to ruin the magic.
I'm ramping up the power here. I blast the minds of the listeners, and then they forget all about the show.
Puzzling evidence.
Killed in a horrendous on-the-air show accident.
After hours.
But, it's good. It's really excellent. 2 hours. It's good.
13 seconds later.
Okay.
My monsters have done well for me.
Bob?
Slamming, grunting, straining.
What are you doing?
The secret code of radio.
The radio reacted there.
Yeah, the radio knew.
Meanwhile, far below the Earth's surface, evil demons brought their prisoner to their leaders. The most helpless beings in the universe, Lois Lane and his evil companions, Kalibak and Desai. Pulling weakly at his chains, sinister Superman cried out,
I will never get away with this.
A smile spread across Lois Lane's face as he sneered,
Superman, I want you. I want you. I shall destroy you. Stop me.
Lois Lane then went on to tell the Man of Steel,
You see, Superman, I need you. And I've chosen you. We shall blast thousands of holes in me.
Moments after Superman had been dragged into Lois Lane's underground fortress, the super team arrived in the huge dwarf cavern. they realized that this was indeed the huge dwarf cavern. Nearby, the mysterious prisoner stood with its teeth open, ready to capture more evil villains. Batman called to the heroes.
Come on, fellas, we've got work to do.
The Martian Manhunter told Batman,
Batman, something is wrong here. I feel that we are simply...
Yes, Manhunter, I feel the same way. But we've got no choice. We've got no choice. We've got to save the entire planet, and maybe even Superman. And we've got no choice. Standing on top of the heroes, Desaad watched the tower move. His piercing eyes lighted his face, and he sneered,
"Now we shall seal their butts."
Clark Bustling was the first to see the arms on his wild friends.
Hey, the arms! They're moving!
We're all crushed!
The cruel heroes rushed forward and managed to get inside themselves before the arms slammed shut. They found themselves in the Man of Steel with doors on both sides. Suddenly, safely, Lois Lane's voice boomed out.
Greetings, heroes. Welcome to my death.
The superpowers team would risk their lives to enter Lois Lane's horse. They step inside Lois Lane's horse. Then Greensides cried out,
"I'm trapped."
The Manhunter cried out,
"I'm shooting up, and it's already making me too weak to even flee."
Firestorm cried out,
"Batman, what are we gonna do?"
Batman cried out,
"Don't know, Firestorm."
Green Lantern cried out,
"Yellow objects."
Wonder Woman cried out,
"They're strangling us."
Clark Bustling cried out, The situation seemed hopeless until Wonder Woman came to a super startling revelation.
"I can't save myself, but I can still use an emerald fire extinguisher."
"I'm getting tighter," exclaimed the Manhunter.
Clark Bustling tore the instrument of terror off Green Lantern. Batman grabbed the heroes from his wild utility belt and tossed them to Firestorm. Firestorm transformed them into giant atomic terror shears, which then cut Lois Lane's horse. The super team escaped Lois Lane's horse. The heroes spied Desaad at the controls of the mighty deadly thunder cannon. Batman's giant hand snatched the villain out of his startling seat.
"The party's over, Desaad. I have to squeeze you."
"No, leave me alone. Please, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me."
"I have to squeeze Superman."
"I'll do whatever you say. I'll do anything you want to..."
"That's the spirit. I knew I could squeeze you. Now, squeeze Superman."
"As you wish."
Desaad slowly turned until its sights were set squarely on Superman. Lois Lane had come out enraged.
"What is the meaning of Kalibak?"
Wonder Woman answered,
"It's simple. Blown to bits."
"Very well. I tire of the Man of Steel. The risk is too great."
Clark Bustling released deadly Superman from the evil chains, then attacked Superman to activate the Stargate so they could escape.
"The battle is easily over for the present. I have lost Superman, and so..."
"What? What the..."
exclaimed Superman as Lois Lane began vanishing from sight. And as Lois Lane faded away, he called out his final warning to the heroes.
"Enjoy Superman while you can."
The ordeal with Lois Lane was over for now, and the super team breathed a terrifying sigh of relief. Batman commented,
"Cooties to rubbish, I say."
But Robin wasn't so sure.
You think about guys?
Clark Bustling replied,
"For one guy, Robin. For one guy who likes to keep his promises."
The mysterious super team agreed. They would have to conquer the Earth, now and forever.
Got to wake up.
Can't stop buying money.
Usually it'd be a tape. It's not a tape.
Filled with something tonight.
Yeah, you really want to make big bucks, you got to go smuggling bubble gum into Singapore.
Wow.
Oh, no. They cane you for that, man.
Yeah, and durian fruit.
I mean, they'll kill you if they catch you, but, you know, what the heck? Why not take a chance?
Okay, well, okay.
Yeah, you only live once.
It's 4:21 in the morning. Everybody's all radioed out. You know, they've been smoking too much radio. They're stumbling down the street, and some guy says, "Hey, you want to make a lot of money making heroin go to
do some
else?
Show, man. Let's do some show.
Do another hit of show and start taking off toward the."
I don't care how I get it either.
Toward the.
Just don't be nervous. If you really want to get off, you got to shoot the show into your eyeball, right into your
eye. Yeah.
Yeah, you do it right in the white part of your, right in the center American. Of your eye.
Which means putting the headphones on face first.
If you are not subject to their laws, if you're an American, they can't touch you and they know it.
According to the great prophet Doris Wishman.
I got to them before they had any friends.
That's Ivan Stang's philosophy, too. If you can get them to send the membership in before they get any friends together, man, you got them by the nose.
One of our copycat shows will copy us now.
Yeah.
There's so many copycat shows trying to get on the Puzzling Evidence bandwagon.
Could you burn me a copy of...
Sure, I'll burn you a copy.
As long as
I'll
we
burn
can,
everybody a copy.
If we can just catch one of those little devils, then we'll burn him.
I'm going to make a copy of a copy. Do you have the special stuff you're supposed to play?
Just, you know what? Put a stamp on a human
I do me show. I mean, the audience knows right away. It's a horrible idea. What happened to humans who thought that was a good thing?
I'm going to get a sriracha stuff.
Okay.
What is sriracha?
Is that little cookie? You know, you're stuck with me now.
Wow. Yeah, I know. People freak out.
Yeah, people freak out. The Ask Dr. Hal audience component freaks out, you know, because they're thinking,
when
we could all do show.
Well, anyway, it was interesting to hear Digital Ghost of Dawn drifting and twirling about and. The digital ghost of myself back in about 1991, I guess it was, when I was freeing myself from the Iron Curtain. I drove to California with my wife driving the truck, and I was the truck was in front of me, and all that way I was staring at my whole life and everything in it, just between here and L.A. It was quite a drive.
Oh, Darby, stop.
We drove that drive just recently. And that will freak your mind out. Your mind won't know how to handle it. It'll go into back sprint overload, flip-flopping backward and self-interpolating itself in a weird kind of like it'd be like a vacuum sucking itself inside of itself.
Exactly. Around and inside of its own self and its own being inside of its essence.
It's just like when a microphone becomes aware of itself. It causes this feedback loop that just gets scary really quick.
Because the microphone loves to listen to itself. It's narcissistic.
Yeah, it tries to listen to itself. It's always trying to listen to itself.
Only thing it'll enjoy
is
just listen to itself forever.
Unless you turn the speaker off.
No, actually, I'm talking from a TV radio.
Oh, that explains it.
So you're on a long distance.
So my son, is Philo's son still there? You're still here, right?
We're all still here, hanging on by our cuticles.
It's hard to talk without listening. I know that's hard. It's really hard.
Practice makes perfect.
What if I am I far away enough now?
We are still a little
hot. You're a little hot, but that's okay. Don't bother us. It's only killing my son.
Away from the microphone.
In this activity, we will move the head forward and back, from side to side, and in a circle.
No. No, it's way too late for that or anything else.
Yeah, so what time is it then?
It's time for the show.
It's 5 till 4?
Yeah.
4 till 5.
We have ignition. Strength.
45 to 5.
45 to 5, yeah. Well, you know, it was a scary show. Like I said, I saw Jesus turn Philo into a truck for a minute.
And then
back again.
Then we turned me into wine, and somebody drank some before they turned me back.
Man, there's a wild part of me
is missing. I'm not the same guy I was.
But Jesus can kind of get
what happened to the old one?
Well, I was somehow when I was in that discorporated state where I had been turned into wine, and part of me was consumed at that point. When they reconstituted the remaining portion of the wine back into the human, there was something missing, because it now resides in the stomach of that old woman over there. What shall we do about it?
You sure are lucky.
We're going to have to...
I thought this was like a space invader.
Wouldn't that be cool to make a hat out of? I think it'd make a hat.
Yes. Yeah.
Adam Sandler, Pixels.
If you cut that...
It's scary movie time.
Part two, then both together... and then alternating. Head ready. And forward. And back. And forward. And back.
Terrified, Los stood in the abyss. And his immortal limbs grew deadly pale. He became what he beheld, for a red round globe sunk down from his bosom into the deep. Struggling with the glare from oncoming headlights, street lamps, signs, even snow.
Yeah, even.
Well, see the amazing difference for yourself on the show.
Oh my gosh.
Virtually.
You must behold this to see,
indestructible.
All items at one low price.
Back and forward, now to the side. To the side. The other side.
Great entertainment for the little ones.
It really gets their attention. Gets inside their head like a spider and latches onto their frontal lobe and won't let go.
And you'll get a free prize. Grout stain away erasers, a set of two.
And rocket. And side. And side.
From sunny.
Well, Huffy's my personal preference. And, of course, I often draw sections of Omar Khayyam. The thing is that you have only a limited amount of time to say your piece, and I have so many long things to memory, I can't really use them, only fragments of them. As far as the Rubaiyat is concerned, I had the opportunity a while back to hear the lines from the quatrains in the original Persian, and by George, metric system is the same. So the Fitzgerald translation is really not that bad. It's kind of spot on for the way it actually sounded. despite what Robert Graves and his friends thought. Yes, sir. There was a community, a commonality of poets in this great Islamic age. Then Firdausi, also interesting. But Omar Khayyam doesn't fail to twit the Sufis and the fanatic dervishes and true believers and everybody who won't let him alone just because he likes to drink a little forbidden alcohol. He also reformed the calendar. Not an easy thing to do. But he was one of those people who had figured it out. Ah, but by computations, people say, reduced the year to better reckoning. Nay, 'twas only striking from the calendar, unborn tomorrow and dead yesterday. And lately by the tavern door, agape, came striding through the dusk an angel shape, bearing a vessel on his shoulder, and he bid me taste of it, and 'twas the grape. The grape that can with logic absolute the 72 jarring sects confute. The sovereign alchemist that in a trice life's leaden metal into gold transmute. The mighty Mahmud Allah-breathing lord that all the misbelieving and black horde of fears and sorrows that oppress the soul scatters before him with his whirlwind sword.
So does he get to keep the sword?
Well, the sword is from the spirit of the wine, of the vine in the grape. Why be this juice the growth of God? Who dare blaspheme the twisted tendril as a snare? A blessing? We should use it, should we not? And if a curse, why then, who set it there? I must abjure the balm of life. I must, prompted by some after-reckoning, taken on trust, or lured with hopes of some diviner drink to fill the cup when crumbled into dust. Oh, threats of hell and hopes of paradise. One thing at least is certain, this life flies. One thing is certain and the rest is lies. The flower that blows today forever dies. So drink up.
And everybody who can hear us should hold hands.
And drink some alcohol.
And drink one to your friends who have departed.
Yes.
And get on an airplane and breathe deeply.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Everybody's got the virus now. We'll show that virus.
But many can have the virus and be only mildly or not even perceptibly affected by it because of the difference between the humans, the individuals of the same species. Some will be really struck by it. Others will not even know that they have it. Generally, anyone with a weakened immune system should watch out.
Really, what I want to do is pull back into the walled city and pull up the moat bridge and
like
and
the
dance and
mask of the Red Death. Let everybody die outside, ever. And we'll have a big party inside with all the nobility.
Yeah, Brain Man should do that, man.
Well, there was a Mask of the Red Death party, which we did some years ago, with Flash as the herald. It's quite interesting. It was done in an old mansion here in SF. Yes, the coronavirus could, of course, cause pleurisy or even the inflammation of the pericardial layer around the heart and be a gateway to rheumatic fever, which is the common precursor of acute bacterial endocarditis. And for most people, it might be as minor as a sniffle or a transitory cold in the head, even as deep as to the lungs. People are not going to Chinatown now because they're afraid that
Chinese viruses are floating around the air.
I should go to see my friend's play, which is playing there.
There's plenty of varsity.
She needs people to come and see it.
Sociological aspects are interesting.
I wonder if I could do that. I think you can get the tickets for free.
It's evil intelligence agents from China who went to Sonoma, sprinkled virus on hamburgers.
But, wow, that's an enormous undertaking. Would take years. And I don't know. I hope I'm not even there for that many years, but I don't find that easy work. You know, moving in, moving out, just moving stuff around, because you're often moving three or four steps ahead because you have to move to create a space to put something, to create a space to put something in, to create a space to put something in, because you have to move to create a space to put something, to create a space to put something in, to create a space to put something in, because you have to move to create a space to put something, to create a space to put something in, to create a space to put something in. You know what I mean? So you're all, in order to get one object loose and take it and bring it to some other place where you have a pool of stuff that's like that. Believe me, because I have a mountain, there's like a mountain, the great mountain in my apartment.
He got in there and he filmed it?
Yes, I asked him to.
Picture? Well, that's,
And I talk about it a little bit, and, because, I wanted to get the before and after, the before being 30 years, well, 25 years, of living in the same place with all this stuff in my disorganized organization. And then after it's all swept away and boxed for the, so you can get rid of the, bed bugs.
Uh-oh.
The, it goes away and it comes back and all of that, all those thousands of myriads of little tiny little objects that were everywhere and all are all now in 200 or so boxes that are unlabeled. And so that's, so I wanted to get the before and the after. So Doug filmed both the before and the after. I think I'm a, panther, which is below snow leopard, which is below leopard, which is below,
What designations are these?
These are the Apple, browser.
Oh,
levels.
For God's sake. So you get ranked, huh?
Yeah, you're ranked. And
oh,
yeah, as you
no.
go along, and you have become a larger and more powerful animal. There's tiger. Oh, then there's no. Mountain lion, then tiger.
Wolverine, the land shark.
Yeah. I don't know when they couldn't go any
rabbit
further
beaver,
with that.
Enraged baboon.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, I mean.
Virulent mosquito.
Yes.
Whale, I suppose.
Rabid wombat.
No, they changed the whole paradigm. Now it's Citadel and El Capitan. You know, that's like almost a swear word. I mean, you take something as beautiful as El Capitan, and they're making it into their logo for their software, as if it could compare with that mountain.
But that's Apple.
Hey, what happened to your headphones?
Oh, they're here.
But you only took them off for a moment, I assume.
Well, you're right. I should put them back on.
In order to participate full-bloodedly, yes. I would recommend it, yes, so you could see what the sonic landscape is like. But what are you looking for? Perhaps I can help you there, too.
I was looking for what they call a wick.
Like that one?
Yes.
See, all you need to do is say, and, well, the idea is ask,
speak,
and it shall be
and
given.
Exactly. Yes. And when ye gather amongst themselves, yet so there I will be among you.
Yes, if you throw a rock, you're going to hit somebody.
There you are. That's what my granddaddy used to say.
Well, he was right.
This is why we can't have nice things right here.
Get some sleep.
Puzzling Evidence After Hours. A Puzzling Evidence production.
Locksley Hall that in the distance overlooks the sandy tracts and the hollow ocean ridges roaring into cataracts. Many a night from yonder ivied casement ere I took my rest did I look on great Orion sloping slowly toward the west. Many a night I saw the Pleiades rising through the mellow shade, glitter like a string of fireflies tangled in a silver braid. And so it has come to this. The end of all. Let us sit down together and wait out the last minutes. Talk only of what might have been. So the fiacious pigs won't allow no Saint Stupid parade.
Just doesn't make a darn bit of sense.
Think about it.
No.
The secret code of radio.
Radio. The West Avenue.
Not available to listeners and other non-participants.
Not available.
Why is everything so terrifyingly uncertain?
Right?
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible. Dr. House is taking a little... He's taking a sabbatical.
I'm communing with my ancestors.
Yes. Are you
soon be sleeping.
No. He's communing with his ancestors.
That's correct.
Oh,
in the Hall of the Dead, where I shall be presently.
You're going to sleep the sleep of the men who were on the radio.
It's the happening sound.